City Talk 105.9 Breakfast with Mick Coyle. Back pages.
And the new Tranmere chief executive, Jeremy Butler, joins us on the show this morning. Jeremy, thank you for coming in. Great to see you.
Good morning.
You are the new chief exec. Just tell us something, a little bit about yourself in terms of your background, if you like.
I've been running a media business for 15, 16 years in the Northwest. My background is journalism. I've spent a long time as a journalist as I built up the media business, covering football, very much a football man. Met most of the managers in the area down the years, Roy Evans, Houllier, David Moyes, Howard Kendall. It's quite a long list. We've dealt with the clubs here. And I've also, whilst being a journalist, built up a big wealth of business knowledge for running my own business. And I was part of a team that was talking to Tranmere Rovers in connection with a takeover. Although we got very close, we just couldn't get that one over the line. But on the back of that, Peter Johnson asked me to come in and suggested that I maybe help the club, which I've taken on that role as chief exec.
So the deal that fans were hearing about, you were part of that, and Peter Johnson was obviously impressed with the work that you were doing, to the point that although that deal fell down, he said, well, you know what, there's a role for you. Tell us about what the new role is and what your job is, if you like, at Tranmere Rovers now.
My role is chief exec, so overseeing the business, but the main thrust at the moment is there's two areas. One is obviously the football side. We are unfortunately not in the best position as we come into the final few games of the season. Got a crucial game against Shrewsbury on Saturday that we really need to win. That gives us a real lift, really helps us. But that's a big area. We're really working very hard on trying to ensure our League One status. The other side is the restructuring of the business. One of the reasons Peter wanted to sell was because he's put in a fortune, £5 million loans in there, more money going in. And quite rightly, Peter doesn't want to have to keep bankrolling Tranmere Rovers. I understand that. He's been fantastic for the football club. But it's time for the football club to stand on its own two feet now. To do that, we have to make changes. Unfortunately, the club's not in the healthiest of positions. We are secure going forward. There's no question that the business is in danger. But what we need to do is to wean ourselves off Peter Johnson's wallet and start standing on our own two feet.
I was going to ask you about sort of the finances, because obviously when you're trying to buy a club, then you're looking at the sort of the through the due process, how much the ins and the outs and how much there is reliance on loans and so on and so forth, or a chairman putting his hand into his pocket. You'll have seen that as part of the buyout. You obviously believe that it can stand on its own two feet. How's it going to be able to do that, do you believe?
We have to restructure, but more importantly, we have to engage with our supporters. The lifeblood of any football club is its supporters. I feel that in the last few years, we haven't been very good at connecting with fans. What we're trying to do now is turn the club around to listen, to improve things. And a lot of this comes down to results on the pitch, which kind of cover everything else up. So what we put out in terms of players on the pitch is crucial. But also, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes we need to sort out. The bars at the club, the match day experience. None of this is going to be easy, so we don't have the capital to put into it. But what we're trying to do at the moment, which I'm working on, is just discussing with fans what they like about the football club and what they don't like about the football club. And that's where we try to improve.
We'll talk about season tickets, because I know you've got an announcement for us on that one this morning. You started the job on Monday. Presumably, you've already been flooded with emails from an email address that you set up asking for ideas and sort of thoughts and improving those communications with the club. But by the Wednesday of the week, the manager of the football club had been sacked. Was that the final decision that you made?
We made it as a management team. We had, I feel, no option. We've got a problem with how our integrity is viewed at Tranmere Rovers. There's the manager. There's spot fixing issues around some of the players, a couple of the players. No one at the club likes it. This is something that's the football side, and also it's something that's happening with individuals. It's not a club thing. This is individuals' actions, but of course the club is tainted by their actions. Now the two players have not been charged, so that's why, you know, we make sure we're very good in terms of people are innocent and two proven guilty. Ronnie Moore this week had been suspended, but he had been charged by the FA. He had admitted the fact that he had been placing bets on games, which is a breach of the FA rules. So in our view, that's why we took the decision to terminate his contract.
Was that a conversation with Ronnie? Was Ronnie aware of the issues there and the contract issues there? Was it a case of that was him yesterday, he sort of packed his bags and left the club?
Unfortunately, I would like to say more, but Ronnie has an FA hearing, personal hearing coming up, so I can't discuss any further about the situation than I've gone, because we don't want to prejudice a hearing that he has to have with the FA.
It's quite the challenge now for John McMahon to keep the club in League One, because as much as fans will be thinking, well, OK, a new manager, what possibilities there might be, and there have been some names mentioned by bookmakers already in terms of favourites to take over the job, there's a job to be done now, isn't there? This weekend, the weekend after that, the weekend after that, because presumably from a business view, it would be devastating if Chamo were to slip into League Two.
Yes, and in relation to the new manager, obviously everyone's asking questions about the new manager. I have to say, we're not looking that far down the line. At Tranmere Rovers this week, we're focusing on Saturday's game. There's a season ticket launch today, which we'll talk about, and that's taken a lot of the focus. But right now, we're fully focused on trying to get 3 points on Saturday.
You must be excited, though, by Danny Murphy, Robbie Fowler. These are exciting names. Fans will be impressed, won't they, when they hear the sort of calibre of the people who are linked with the club?
It's exciting times, and we are looking for an exciting appointment. We want to progress the club, and the manager is very, very key to that. But we have John McMahon managing the football club, and we have a game Saturday, and that's all we're focusing at.
How tough would it be to do your job in League Two?
It will be tough, but we've just beaten Colchester last Saturday, and I probably sound like a manager talking like this now, but we've beaten Colchester, we beat Shrewsbury. We've got a crucial game next Tuesday at Crawley, who are having a bad run, and then Gillingham on Good Friday, who are in the mix with us. Now, there's points there to be taken. We take those points, and all of a sudden, we don't have to consider League Two.
But it must be concerning when you're trying to make plans. I know you're focusing sort of on the pitch about game by game, but when you're starting to plan for sponsorships, commercial deals and so on and so forth for next season, does it hold you back slightly with sponsors thinking, well, actually, it might be a League Two club? It might not be what it is at the moment.
I would like to answer that question more fully, but I've only been in the office 3 days, so those are issues that I have to approach. But I don't want to approach them, because I'm hoping Saturday we have a victory and things turn around.
It's interesting, over the past couple of days on City Talk, the reaction that we've had from Tranmere Rovers fans listening to our two Johnny King specials, talking about him as a manager and, you know, some of the former players and some of the great names and tremendous nostalgia around those times and Wembley trips and so on and so forth. There's that sense of expectation within the club and the great Aldo days, for instance, versus the realities of where the club is at the moment. When you've had correspondence with fans, are they aware of the realities of 2014 Tranmere Rovers versus turn of the century Tranmere Rovers?
I think they are, and one thing we have is a very loyal set of fans. I've set up an email which is tellus@tranmererovers.co.uk, which I'm viewing all the emails coming in, and the suggestions are realistic. Now, what I'm really pleased with and what I'm proud of is the fact that even though we've had a very tough year, we have such a loyal fan base. And that's one of the reasons with the season tickets that we're launching today. We want to reward their loyalty. It's been a tough year, and we want to reward their loyalty. So what we've done is we've reduced our season tickets for next season. So the season ticket renewals and the early bird new season tickets have come down in price, and they're available until 2nd of May. And we would urge fans to take up our offer. We want to reward them, take that offer up.
I know the details are all on the Tranmere Rovers website, and there's various leaflets and things, but do you want to give us maybe some of the facts around this for maybe Liverpool and Everton fans who maybe used to maybe get tickets at Goodison and Anfield, and they might consider that? What sort of prices are you looking at now for a season ticket at Tranmere Rovers for next season?
Well, for fans renewing, you can get a cop season ticket for £255. For new fans, for anyone across the river that wants to come over and see us, the cop stand is £270, which I think for a season's entertainment, that's a great price.
How much of that correspondence that you've had has been about people saying there used to be sort of the old Friday night days, which weren't just about Tranmere Rovers fans? It was about Merseyside football fans looking to support the other team on Merseyside that they were keen to show support to. Of course, there are three key teams on Merseyside. How many suggestions have been based around that, making sure that actually the footballing community of Merseyside supports Tranmere?
a lot, and that's been really encouraging.